Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Steve Whitaker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting third. The first baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson hits a pop-up towards first. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Buford. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 1 in the game. Horland hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson strikes out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward is hit by the pitch. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward, who is chasing the ball. Tresh reaches third base with a triple. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibbs for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tresh scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whitaker. Agee reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to third. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Yankees. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.